Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Americans inherit much from George Washington. The public religion of the United States is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Good citizens take to the streets to give blood, bring food, clothing, medical, and moral support in the time of need. Americans rally to give what they have so that others might live and experience love. Washington actively sought to accept God's plan for him and his country, and he prayed fervently to follow God's ways. He trusted Christ, the Savior of the world, the Prince of Peace, the source of authentic freedom on earth. Washington, all too often called to forego his own comfort and pleasure, lived as if there is no tomorrow for anyone. Rather, he would remind his troops, his colleagues, and family, there is only and always the eternal now. I can't help but think that in its pursuit, early America was a reflection of this great man, George Washington. He had impeccable manners. He was a man of few words, yet people were drawn to him and felt the warmth of his kindness. Prayer revealed the purpose of his life, to cooperate with the loving guidance of the God of his forefathers. Aware that earth is a testing ground, Washington was determined not to miss the time of God's visitation in his life. For Washington, all that was not of God, for God, and with God was deception. He believed that those who obey God's scriptural plan for the human race reestablish order and balance on God's earth.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.